मन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनावल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hari Bol, Hare 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 Bol, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayamudiraye Nashta praesha bhadreshu Nityam bhagavat sevaya Bhagavati uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtaki कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 3. Dampatye bhiruchir hetur mayaiva vyabharike stritve pumstve chahirate विप्रत्वे सूत्रमेव हि दाम्पत्यभिरुचिर्हेतुर् मायैव व्यावहारिके स्त्रीत्वे पुंस्त्वे च हीरते विप्रत्वे सूत्रमेव हि दाम्पत्यभिरुचिर्हेतु मायैव व्यावहारिके स्त्रीत्वे पुंस्त्वे च हीरते विप्रत्वे सूत्रमेव हि। Dampatye, in the relationship of husband and wife. Bhiruchihi, superficial attraction. Hetuhu, the reason. Maya, deceit. Eva, indeed. Vyavaharike, in business. Stritve, in being a woman. Pumstve, in being a man. Cha, and he, indeed, ratihi, sex, vipratve, in being a Brahmin, sutram, a sacred thread, eva, only, he, indeed. Translation. Men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction. And success in business will depend on deceit. Womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex. And a man will be known as a Brahmin just by his wearing a thread. Purport. Just as human life as a whole has a great and serious purpose, namely spiritual liberation, fundamental human institutions such as marriage and child rearing should also be dedicated to that great objective. Unfortunately, in the present age, the satisfaction of the sex impulse has become the overriding, if not the exclusive reason for marriage. The sexual impulse which induces the male and female of almost every species to combine physically and in higher species also emotionally is ultimately not a natural urge, because it is based on the unnatural identification of the self with the body. Life itself is a spiritual phenomenon, and it is the soul that lives and gives apparent life to the biological machine called the body. Consciousness is the soul's manifest energy, and thus consciousness, awareness itself is originally an entirely spiritual event. When life or consciousness is confined within a biological machine and falsely mistakes itself to be that machine, material existence occurs and sex desire arises. God intends human life to be an opportunity for us to rectify this illusory mode of existence and return to the vast satisfaction of pure godly existence. But because our identification with the material body is a long historical affair, it is difficult for most people to immediately break free from the demands of the materially molded mind. Therefore, the Vedic scriptures prescribed sacred marriage, in which a so-called man and a so-called woman may combine in a regulated spiritual marriage sheltered by overarching religious injunctions. In this way, the candidate for self-realization who has selected family life can derive adequate satisfaction for his senses and simultaneously please the Lord within the heart by obeying religious injunctions. The Lord then purifies him of material desire. In Kali Yuga, this deep understanding has been almost lost, and as stated in this verse, men and women combine like animals solely on the basis of mutual attraction to bodies made of flesh, bone, membrane, blood and so on. In other words, in our modern godless society, the weak, superficial intelligence of humanity rarely penetrates beyond the gross physical covering of the eternal soul. And thus, family life has, in most cases, lost its highest purpose and value. A corollary point established in this verse is that in the age of Kali, a woman is considered a good woman if she is sexually attractive and indeed sexually efficient. Similarly, a sexually attractive man is a good man. The best example of this superficiality is the incredible attention 20th century people give to materialistic movie stars, music stars, and other prominent figures in the entertainment industry. In fact, pursuing sexual experiences with various types of bodies is similar to drinking old wine from new bottles. But few people in the Kali Yuga can understand this. Finally, this verse states that in the age of Kali, a man will become known as a priest or Brahmin merely by wearing ceremonial dress. In India, Brahmanas wear a sacred thread, and in other parts of the world, members of the priestly class have other ornaments and symbols. But in the age of Kali, the symbols alone will suffice to establish a person as a religious leader despite his ignorance of God. Om Adnyanatimirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhashtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanmitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kriba Sindhu Vyayevacha Patidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction, and success in business will depend on deceit. Womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise and sex, and a man will be known as a Brahmin just by his wearing a thread. Hare Krishna. This chapter is entitled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. Rudranath Prabhu, I was telling him, he was saying, Hare Prabhuji, their class, I said, yeah, what to speak? Symptoms of Kali Yuga. It's all everywhere. What can you speak on? Symptoms of Kali Yuga. People can see it. So he was saying, yeah, you know, generally, Shastra is Shabda Praman, but this chapter is Shabda and Pratyaksha, both. As we read, you know, we can practically experience everything. Sakshatkar, immediate realization of all the statements of the Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately. Now, it doesn't raise any eyebrows when we read this verse because, you know, it's all around us. But if you have to go back in time, 5,000 years on the banks, on the forests of Naimisharanya, and if you have to make a reaction video of the sages who are listening to Suta Goswami speak, it would be of that of shock and incredulity as to these things happen? Men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction? Really? Probably that would be their reaction. But what surprises us today when we read these verses is how 5,000 years ago sages could predict so accurately what will happen in the age of Kali. What is the commonplace? That is quite amazing. It's like a prophecy coming true 5,000 years ago. Long time, actually. So, obviously, we know that it is a cyclical time, contrary to what the scientists believe, that time is linear, had a starting point, and it goes on forever. But in contrast to that, the Vedas say that time is cyclical, just as the weekdays, Sunday, Monday, and then back again, Sundays. So the time and age, they keep moving around in circles. So we know, we can predict that since the Kali has happened millions of times in the past, sages have seen it all. And as it is, you know, explained in these chapters that how one of the kings of the Surya and the Chandra dynasty are still living, waiting for the Kali to end so that now they can take the dynasty forward, so that when the Lord appears as Kalki and destroys all the demoniac forces, then the stage can be set for a new age to begin. So they are already there. So they are witnessing all these happenings, but they're disguised, they're inconspicuous to the modern man. So it is truly a wonder that how the sages could so accurately predict all these happenings. So dampatye bhiruchir hetu. So that means men and women come together for sex. They come together in marriage just because of mutual attraction. Superficial attraction. And so what's going to be the result of that? Love at first sight, divorce on first fight. That is being seen, that all over the world, statistics is showing that marriages are not working out. And of course in India it is still, arranged marriages and all are still existing to a great extent. But in the West, this concept is gradually diminishing, and whatever little marriages do take place, people don't even believe in marriages these days. But whatever marriages do take place, you know, it's difficult to say that so and so is the statistics for. I was just seeing the, doing my research as to, is there a figure that we can put as to what is the divorce rates in marriage? But it's very difficult because every country is so different and it's all different. But whatever it is, one thing we can conclusively say, that all over the world the divorce rate is increasing, and basically now there are new concepts coming in order to know each other. There's live-in relationships. People want to know each other before they settle in to get married, and all the legal complications. So those kind of arrangements are there. And then again, these new trend of same-sex marriages. And it's a very, very complicated things. And but in the Vedic times, the principle of going beyond the superficial attraction, which meant that, as we all know in our previous generations, family would be responsible to search for a suitable match for their children. And a lot of things were seen. Of course, the superficial things were also seen. I mean, how does a boy look? How does a girl look? Yes. You know, there is a Niti Shastra which says that in a marriage ceremony, varam varayate kanya mata vittam pita shrutam bandhava kulam ichchanti mishtannam itari jana. That in a marriage ceremony, varam varayate kanya, that the girl is looking at the boy and seeing, is he handsome? Is he good looking? And the boy is also looking at the girl and thinking, okay, is she beautiful? Mata vittam. And the mother is seeing if the boy is having good money, he's earning enough. And pita shrutam. Father is seeing, is he educated? Is he qualified? Both sides. Is she qualified? And bandhava kulam ichchanti. And the relatives are seeing, is he from a good community? Is he from a good caste? Nice kul? And mishta annam itare janaha. And the rest of the people who have come for the marriage are seeing what is in the menu, what is being served. Mishta Annam, and what is the rice and what is the sweet that is being served. So at least these things were seen in the past. Now even this is gone. You know, none of these things are even seen. So what is the science behind it? Why is it? Now, as we have already read here in the purport, that marriage was sacred. It is to come together. It was an arrangement of camaraderie, where you seek companionship on the journey to spiritual perfection. So, the goal was devotion, goal was mukti. However, when that goal was lost, people today feel that it is just simply for enjoyment. Sex has become recreation, but actually it is simply meant for procreation. And as it is said that animals live like that. Simply, you know, they don't have any rules for marriage or some things like that. But humans, or even in low-class humans, sense gratification, unrestricted sense gratification is allowed, as it is said in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, because when a person engages in sense gratification, unlimited sense gratification, it does lead to frustration. And you feel that's enough. And then that causes detachment. So therefore, animals, there are no rules for them. And there are no rules for low-class people. So they can engage in unrestricted sense gratification, with the hope that one day they may come to the realization that sense gratification cannot make you happy. But for more evolved classes of humans, there are rules, where it is expected that one, things, you know, people rise above these. There are restrictions where one can go ahead. So there is deep science behind all these arrangements, and I was just going through the process that parents have to go through in order to arrange for a match for the children is so tedious and so cumbersome. I mean, there are so many portals today, shadi.com and matrimonial and, you know, all those things, where you can put your photograph, you know, your caste. You have to see your caste, you have to give your height, and how much you earn, and your, you know, family, where you live, how much property, and all those details you can fill in. And what kind of girl or a boy you expect, all those details are have to be mentioned in that. And then on top of that, your kundali, your horoscope. You know, it was, of course, these days we have these modern tools in order to identify a person's personality. But actually a far more accurate tool for identifying a person's personality was the Vedic tool of kundali, jatakam, or horoscopes, what we say, where, what do you say, the gunas were matched of the boy and the girl. And it is explained that 36 gunas could be matched. And 36 means an ideal couple made for each other. But of course that doesn't exist. That only is for Lord Ram and Sita and Radha, Krishna, Rukmini and his queens. But the more you are towards, like, 32, between 32 and 18 is considered to be ideal, not ideal, but the more the match, the better. Below 18 is considered incompatible, not a good match. And other things like mangalik and everything. So it's a very, very, very complex process, all to understand what is a person's personality. The swabhav that we are born with, and everyone, and swabhav is a very difficult thing to change. Very difficult things to change. And Prabhupada did say that those who are devotees, you know, may not see horoscopes, you know, but because they are above their swabhava, apparently. However, we've seen that even then, things sometimes don't work out. And there are a lot of problems, huge setback in the spiritual lives of both the parties, not just the parties, the children and the family, all are devastated. Oh, how we are devotees, how did this happen? How can we explain this? Isn't the philosophy not working? This, that. So there's a huge debate whether, you know, the astrology, whether it works, doesn't work. And even if you, you know, it's difficult to, first of all, we are not sure whether the nurse in the hospital notes down the correct, you know, time when you are born. That is also a guess, like, who knows? They have written something. Itne baje 4 baje ko, Saturday ko. But who knows? She must have forgotten. Arey kya time tha usko? Wo bacche ka to date likhna bhul gaya. Acha theek hai, kuch to likh do yaar, kya farak padta hai? You know, you write something and then who knows now? The nurse is giving you, you are born on so and so time. So how do you know? So first of all, you do not know whether your, you know, horoscope is correct. And then on top of that, you know, the astrologer, whether he is doing a good job, he's done his calculations correct. It's a huge gamble actually. A horoscope is a huge gamble. Marriage itself is a huge gamble. You know, it's a risk. You know, anything can happen. And you have committed your whole life to that one person. And what happens if you cannot get along? It's, you know, of course I have no experience, so, and I should not be speaking so much on this, but one who's going through it is truly has made a lot of sacrifice. Because in the ashram it's okay, you don't get along, you find your own space and, you know, chill. But where will you go when you are at home, and you, especially in lockdown, you know, months on end you see the same person's face. It's such a thing, it's such a... I mean, my own parents, many times when they argue and all, I used to ask them, kya baat hai? How come you all did not... I used to ask my mother actually, you did not see a horoscope or what? Why do you keep fighting? Arguing after so many years. Then my mother used to tell me that, nahi, Jyotishi said that saath janam ka saath hai. Said, my God, such a, you know, such a thing. And then, you know, but there were so many systems in place in order to protect, you know, this sacred marriage of joint families, which people don't like these days, but actually, this is my personal realization, especially in the lockdown, I realized that when you have a joint family and, you know, have your mother, father, and your, probably your father's brothers and their family, and then your brothers, their wives, their children, and it's huge family, a huge house, where it's so difficult to find a private space and it's difficult to be intimate with your partner. And this natural separation and this natural longing to meet each other. But now that system is collapsed and we have these nuclear families. Which is in one sense good, but what happens is you are seeing each other's face 24/7. How much can you look, no matter how pretty the girl is or no matter how handsome the man is, but eventually you're going to get bored. 24/7, what? But, you know, there was this distance and there was, you know, a very nice, respectable, as I say, familiarity breeds contempt. You know, if we could become familiar with Krishna, then who on earth can satisfy us? And also the concept of duty, that why are we coming together? The goal is not sense gratification. You know, the husband and wife knew that the goal is to sacrifice, and they were surrendered. I remember my just 2 years ago when I went to Chennai to meet my aunt, my father's elder sister. I was going through one album which was on the table, and I found very old photographs of the marriage of my aunt. I could even find my photographs when I was like a kid. She was carrying me on. So I looked at my aunt, and she's a very attractive lady. And But her husband is very simple. Very, very simple. So I jokingly asked her, how you chose him? Doesn't seem like a match. And she was saying, my son, what can I tell you? I did not get to choose. You know, our parents used to choose. So I said, really? You didn't even see your husband's face? So no, my parents selected him. And then I was told that, see, you're going to get married to him. Go and see, check him out. So then they were put in a room and she sat. And she was saying that she was so shy that she couldn't even look at the face properly. Just looked and that was it. And then finally she saw her husband properly after marriage. And quite amazing that throughout their life, her husband passed away just recently. And throughout their life, even though there was Mahabharat at home also, but they never separated. They were always together. And it is a remarkable thing, which is something which people can't wrap their head around, how things can work like this. How someone can choose a partner for you. These days it is impossible for anyone. If you tell a youth to select your own partner, it's very, very... But the concept was to get a soulmate. A husband and a wife were supposed to be soulmates. And you know, somebody asked me this question when I went for a house program here only in Malabar Hills some side. That is there a concept called a soulmate? And I was thinking, soulmate? Is there a soulmate? And I gave it a thought, and by God's grace, I got inspiration. And I said, yes, of course there are soulmates. And the example is if you see, whenever the Lord takes birth, He always has the same parents. Prishni, Sutapa, Devaki, Vasudev, Rohini. Not just Devaki and Rohini, but all the wives. Vasudev was married to the 6 younger sisters of Devaki. He was married to the daughter of the king of Karavir, king of Kashi. And all those 10 wives that he had were all actually his previous wives as Kardama, who had so many wives, Aditi, Diti, Kadru, and so many others. They keep coming back as a family. So they are soulmates. They are buddies. And you see, these are the qualities of virtuous people. It is explained by acharyas that pure devotees of the Lord keep their partners because they are soulmates. And other examples are of, from the Mahabharata of Draupadi, that she, even though she had 5 husbands, she was actually the embodiment of 5 women. She was a combined incarnation. She is not an ordinary woman who was born from the womb of a mortal. She emerged from fire. And when she was, when she was born from the fire, she was already an adult, actually, an adolescent of marriageable age. As we know the story that in Mahabharata, that when Dronacharya, after the graduation of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, he wanted a Guru Dakshina. He didn't want. They offered that, Guru Maharaj, what Guru Dakshina can we give you? So then he said, I want Drupad conquered. Can you do it? And Duryodhan said, yes. I will go. I will be first. Why? Because he wanted to serve his Guru. No, that was not the idea. His idea was to show that they are better than the Pandavas. So he, along with all his brothers, 99 brothers, they went gung-ho, and attacked Drupad. And you know what happened, Drupad, he had blessings from Lord Shiva that 1 mile or something like that around his kingdom, nobody can conquer him. So immediately he And all the ladies were throwing shoes from the palaces at Duryodhan and all his brothers. How dare you come into all the children and all. It is explained in Mahabharata if you read. How dare you attack our kingdom and, you know, throwing. And they were harassed, totally harassed. And Drupad captures him, brings him. Duryodhan is completely bound up. And then Dronacharya says, okay, Arjun, Bhima, go. Yudhishthira stays back, they go. And they go and fight. And then they release, they capture Drupad, they release Duryodhan, and they bring them back. And when Drupad gets captured, Arjun is saying that don't hurt Drupad because he's a relative. You know, he's a relative. We shouldn't insult him because just we are following the instructions of a guru. So just keep him bound up and that's it. So Drupad is so inspired by Arjun's character that he decides, I want to have a relationship with him. How can I? So I want to give my daughter in marriage to him. So how is that possible? Now again, if he has a daughter, by the time the daughter will grow up and she'll be like a, it will not be, there will be a huge age gap. So therefore he conducted a yajna for that purpose. And then Drishtadyumna was born. And Draupadi was born. And as they were born, they were adults, you know, because they would have been small kids. And then Draupadi was given as a bride to Arjun. So we know that story also. And then subsequently, all the five husbands. Now, it seems that it is quite incompatible. It is quite against religion for one woman to have multiple husbands. But no, actually it is explained that they were the, she was the embodiment of Bharati, of Uma, of Shyamala, of Shachi and Usha. All the five gods that the five Pandavas represented, she embodied the five consorts of, except for Parvati, Uma, because she was also the embodiment of Parvati, but and Ashwathama was Shiva, but there was no union between them, because Acharyas explained that there was a curse, that even Shiva got a curse from Brahma, and so therefore. But besides that, there was union, respective union of the particular god with her wife only. And why that happened again, as we know that previously the goddesses, all these goddesses, Parvati and Usha, Shyamala and all these, they were in a combined form. No, I'm sorry, not in a combined form, but in an assembly hall, they were becoming very intimate with their husbands. In the presence of Brahma. Now that is not very conducive etiquette. So Brahma became angry. He cursed them that you are being intimate. Okay, I curse you that you be intimate with a Parapurusha, with a man other than your husband. And that was too much for them. Too much, that how can we, because you see every incarnation, even Lord Shiva for that matter, initially it was Sati and then later on it was the same personality, it was Parvati who was Sati in the past, so she could not understand who could, and therefore they said that then they chalked out a plan somehow to make sure that Brahma's curse is also not proved false and at the same time they will maintain their purity. How is that possible? How can that be made possible? It's a contradiction. And therefore they worshipped Bharati, who is one of the most chaste ladies amongst all the goddesses, the consort of the wind god. And she said that you and your husband are absolutely chaste. You will not have any relationship, anyone beside your husband. You are the most virtuous woman in the entire creation. And so also your husband, who will not have even the slightest thought about touching any other woman besides his own wife. So therefore, if you could shelter us. And she agreed. And then of course, in another episode where these women in a combined form prank Brahma. They go to Brahma and they say that, you know, in order to find out whether Brahma recognizes who they are. And it happened three times. And Brahma became very upset the third time and he said, you want to combine your form? Okay, I curse you. Take three births. So all these put together, you see, then in Mahabharata it said that then four births were taken by the combined births, first as the daughter of a Brahmin, second as Indrasena, the daughter of Nala Damayanti, and she was married to the king Mudgal, and Mudgal was partially an incarnation of the wind god, and also Mudgal personally, who would take a back seat when the wind god would be there and, you know, would be intimate with his wife. And subsequently then it was Draupadi and Chandra, subsequently they took birth. But their curse of having to be born once and being in touch with a husband other than their own husbands happened in the birth of Indrasena. Now why that way? Because the wind god, being so pure, his touch was like the touch of a father. Because even a father is a Purusha. But when the father touches a daughter, the touch is very pure. So even though they were in the body of Indrasena, it was the touch of the wind god, and because he's so pure, it was a touch of a Parapurusha, but it was a touch of a father. And therefore, the blessing of Brahma, the curse of Brahma turned into also in the form of a blessing, everything was okay, goes to show that how these great saintly, virtuous ladies and their husbands were soul mates and would continue like that. But it's not the case with all of them. As we can see in other examples, like in Ramayana, Indra's wife Shachi, as Tara, she was married to Sugriv. Vali's wife Tara was married to Sugriv after his death. And also Tara, the wife of Brihaspati, yes, was kidnapped by Chandra. And they had a union. So, and also we can see the example of the wife of Kamdev, Rati. She had union with Shambhasur in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are such cases where there is contact with men besides their husbands, but the more virtuous a person is, then you keep your partner over many, many incarnations and till you reach perfection. You can serve the Lord actually. You can, who knows, the Radha Gopinath community may, you know, have the same community in the spiritual world, being soul buddies, quite possible. So that was the aspiration. There was so much of compatibility, so much of compatibility that life after life they would be together. But these days it's not working out, as you see, that as Kali Yuga progresses, the compatibility goes on reducing. Somebody sent me a message, you know, that a husband and wife go to the temple and they're praying to the Lord. And the husband is asking the wife, kya itana time lagaya? Kya prarthana kar rahi hai? Ji, main prarthana kar rahi thi ki saat janam tak hum saat rahe. So, aapne kya prarthana kiya ji? Main prarthana ki ye mera saatva janam ho. I've had enough with this. Same thing, same face every time. So the idea is of compatibility, soulmates, and purification. And the Brahmin will be known by his thread. Why is he a Brahmin? Because he has a thread. Irrespective of what, whether he has a qualification or not. Now, Brahmin means a priest, not a saint. There's a difference between a priest and a saint, yes? When I go for preaching programs, I tell I'm not a saint, I'm a priest. Because sometimes they start treating you like this. They're not even asking, kya hai, aap, kaun hai, nothing. They see saffron, sannyasi. So, no. In ISKCON, saffron means brahmachari. Saffron also means sannyasi, but they carry danda. The dhoti is like this, and they're not very excellent. Make it clear, disclaimers, first of all. Don't have any misunderstanding, because that's the nature of people. So, oh, hey, Prabhuji, why don't you ask questions? Why don't you? So that's nice in one sense, but if it is not, you can be easily exploited. They are vulnerable people. They can be exploited. You know. Fortunately, by Prabhupada's grace, that we know, you know, to establish the truth. Otherwise, you know, these people can be taken for a ride. So they will be known by their threads. And it happens, you know, me and I don't know who it was, I don't know, Narsingati, somebody, we went to that place, and, you know, this Oyo, that this resort is there on that Marine Drive, there. So, on the hotel campus was there, we went and sat there, we were chanting around. It was early morning time, at around 7 o'clock or 7:30 time. So, we were just sitting there. So one security guard of that hotel comes outside looking at us. I thought he's come to kick us out. We were in their campus. So he said, Hare Krishna, ab log iskon ke hain kya? Iskon ke hain. Achha. Then he's showing his Brahmin thread. Hum bhi Brahman hain. So he had his 2-3 buttons open. He was having a uniform and things like that. So it happens, you see, people, I really do not know. Part-time business, part-time security guard, and also some puja part here and there. And also people recognize by their names, you know, like names have also become, but previously the names were given, titles were given on the basis of their, either the profession or their, you know, their qualifications or the place that they live. What they do. Like there are certain communities where they have surnames like Screwwala, Bottlewala, Rubberwala, Soda Bottle Openerwala. Yeah, these are all names actually of communities. Also Munshi, 7km Munshi Mark, Munshi, Vakil, Doctor, these are all surnames now. Yes? Sutar. And so also Dwivedi, Chaturvedi. So the names have remained, but the qualifications have gone. So, you know, scriptures say that in the age of Kali Yuga, titles have become very important. Titles and propaganda. If you have propaganda, which is called in today's modern terms paid media. That means if you want to be relevant in this world, just pay the media and get yourself advertised. Have yourself covered. News about you and your family, your husband, your wife, children, what they're doing, which beach they're going, what they're doing, where they're taking bath, which country they are, what comments. All these things is an agent. If they can manage your life, your advertising portfolios nicely, you are a very relevant person. And that's what happens. You see one. A lady who was previously a porn star has become a Bollywood actress now, and she went to Chennai, and there she was welcomed by a group of 2,000 enthusiastic Tamil Chennaites. So, can't imagine that what has become the value system of India, where only the externals are what matters. And nothing else. And here we can see business will be dependent on. Yes, womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex. And success in business will depend on deceit. It's everywhere. We can see, I was just doing the research that in the last 3 years, 12,000 bank frauds have been recorded. We've recently seen PNB Bank scam, this diamond thing, coal scam, and previously it was Enron and 2G scam and Satyam Infotech scam and all scams in the range of not a few lakhs, crores or something, but thousands of crores, 6,000, 180,000 crores. Can't even wrap my head around this figure actually. What are they going to do with that much money? And in, you see, I mean, all the Kali Yuga, was, you know, that's what when Prabhupada went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and, you know, he was wearing Gandhi dress and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati looked at him and he says, Krishna conscious, Krishna consciousness, that is the urgency. Prabhupada said, we are dependent country. First independence. But he said, what difference it makes? Today, white-faced people are controlling us and exploiting us. Tomorrow, brown-faced people will exploit us and control us. It's all about money and control. Who controls the money? That's the most important thing today. And it is true, we can see. The Britishers, when they came to India, it is estimated by one professor in the Jawaharlal Nehru Institute, I was just going through that, that the Britishers looted, or they owe India, $45 trillion. That's how much money they stole from India in 175 years rule. It was one of the most prosperous countries. Not just 5,000 years ago, but just even 2,000, or for that matter, even when the Britishers arrived in India, statistics shows that the Indian GDP contribution to the world GDP was 25%. That's why the British East India Company, the Dutch East India Company, came to India. In fact, if you look at the largest companies in the history of mankind, in terms of you know what they say market capitalization, the biggest company till date is the Dutch East India Company. You may think it's Apple or you know other oil companies, Amazon. No, they are far ahead in trillions of dollars, $8 trillion or something. That is their market capitalization. Dealing with India. And all those, you know, just known for diamonds, spices, cloves and muslins and all those things which, you know, the... And when the Britishers left India, the GDP of India was reduced to 3%. From 24% to 3%, with the literacy rate being 17%. That means Britain is rich because of India. In the journals, there is a research of all the people who are working in the East India Company. They have made journals and diaries which have been catalogued. And they speak about how delighted they are to be getting an opportunity to work for East India Company and come to India. And they would come, they would have such high regard for India and its culture that they would come and settle down here. They would, many times people would convert to Hinduism. They would take Indians as their wives. And, you know, they had very high regard. But then eventually as exploitations began, East India Company developed their, you know, armies and you know, they took over. And when India became a dominant country, dominated country, that's when they started distancing themselves. They became racist. They felt that if India is a dominated country, we are the dominators. That means we have to be superior to them. And then everything about India became something to abhor. Something to... Everything where it was connected. And religion, like... You know, Winston Churchill, when he was the president of Great Britain that time during the Second World War, when the Bengal famine took place, where 3 million people died, there's a saying that when they wrote to him, when the well-wishers when you know people with some soft corner in their heart for what is happening in Bengal, all the lakhs and crores of people dying, they wrote to him saying that do something, because all the rice was being exported for the soldiers, you know, for the war, even though they had enough, but they were stockpiling everything. At that time, Winston Churchill is saying, oh, the people are dying. So he says, oh, I don't like Indians because they reproduce like rabbits. And they are a beastly people with their beastly religion. This is what they said. But little do they realize that the state of affairs of India was caused by them. They are the cause for... Of course, they are agents of Kali. Can't help it. Ultimately, it's Kali Yuga. And exploited everything and reduced India to a third world country. And everything became detestable. So people connect religion with prosperity. You see, because India is a third world country, they think even the religion is like, you know, third class. The sati system where women are jumping into or thrown into the fires and all these arranged marriages, all like demoniac. So then Macaulay came, he brought, you know, his Christianity, Christian preachers, changed the education system. And evam parampara praptam, the Indians learnt it, now we are also lost all faith in everything Indian. And now we are also doing the same thing, looting India for, you know, for what it is. But fortunately we have our devotees who are also doing business in an honest way, and we have our doctors who are practicing honest ways and setting the good example for the society to learn. And not just us, but many other people. Even if you see about the president, it was interesting to see that the president, the first president of India, Rajendra Prasad, you know, he was so honest man that he refused to take salary, a full salary. He only took 50% salary. He was 2 terms, 12 years. And he said, I don't want salary. I don't need. What will I do with so much money? I don't need it. And then during the last part of his tenure, he reduced it to 25%. He only took how much he wanted. And other president also did it, one other president. And there are many such very inspiring examples. Many people who are actually, even ISKCON is doing, and also many others who are not connected to ISKCON also. I mean, you hear about their sacrifices and their contribution to the development of the culture and heritage which India has. In order to establish these principles that Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about, is quite commendable and quite respectable actually. So, of course, but besides, despite all these lacunae in the age of Kali Yuga, as Srimad Bhagavatam says, Kalir Doshani De Rajane Astihi Yukon Mahan Guna Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajit. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna, all the faults can be overcome eventually. And ultimate perfection can be attained. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.